chapter 30. Four Mole and his crew erected a barrier across the corridor next to the first floor dormitory. The industrious creatures had brought lots of special mole equipment with them, and they began laying a surprise for any intruders who ventured down the spiral staircase towards the barricade. Formal smiled and chuckled as he supervised.
Yeah, George. Lay it on good and heavy across yon stairs. Ruler, you sprinkle a plenty stone dust o'er the top. Slap her on, gaffer. Don't be stingy with it. I'd dearly like to see any beast put paw or claw atop of that little lot.
Shaking with glee, the moles stood back to admire their work. The bottom six steps had been liberally smeared and coated with a thick layer of black mole tunnel grease and rock slide burgoo mixture, a combination which often proved invaluable to tunnelling moles when they encountered immovable stones. Over the top of this was sprinkled a fine layer of sandstone dust. To the casual eye, it looked exactly like a normal sandstone stair. Fine blackened tripwires had been stretched across the stairwell on the seventh and eighth steps. Immediately in front of the barrier, facing the stairs, two green saplings were fixed in wall torch brackets, bent back and held by a restraining rope. Between them was tied an old blanket loaded with a mixture of stone, soil and a special vegetable compound, mainly stinkwort and wild garlic, pounded together with dog's mercury plant. Formal covered his nose as he patted the huge catapult gently.
We won't have to listen for him after this.
Rooter wiped tears of merriment from his eyes.
By Oaky, we won't. He'll smell him good day's march off.
Outside on the grass in front of the abbey, Constance was covering for the mole activities with a decoy. Any creature who could twirl a sling or fire an arrow was brought out to help. Iron Beak and Mangus had come out onto the bell tower roof with some rooks. They basked in the warm morning sun, watching the pathetic attempts of the fighting squads below. Ambrose Spike marched up and down in fine military fashion, with Baby Rollo in tow, twirling a tiny sling.
Right, troops, here's the drill. I want to see how many decent archers and sling throwers we can raise.
Baby Rollo echoed the last words of each phrase.
Sling throwers he can raise.
Now, when I give the command, fire and sling away at the bell tower. But mind, keep an eye on those missiles. What goes up must come down.
Go up must come down.
Be careful you don't get a stone on your head or an arrow in your paw. Just a moment, Sister May. Point that arrow the other way, please, ma'am. Otherwise you'll end up shooting yourself in the nose.
Shooting in the noses.
Ambrose raised his paw.
Red Wall Defence Volunteers, ready, aim, fire!
Most of the stones and arrows did not go even a quarter of the way up the bell tower. They fell short, clattering off the solid masonry of Red Wall Abbey. General Ironbeak was amused at the puny efforts of the creatures below. He sat enjoying the spectacle while his birds danced jibingly upon the roof, cawing and cackling insultingly.
Yaga! By Earth Callers, we're up here!
What a bunch of ninnies!
Look at that old mouse! He slung himself on his back!
Please shoot me! Look, I'm standing with my wings spread to make an easy target!
See that baby mouse? He touched a rock up and it came down right between his ears!
Ironbeak paced the stone guttering, hopping neatly onto a gargoyle spout.
Fools! Why do they waste their energy like this, Mangus?
Who knows, my general? Maybe it is anger at the death of the sparrows which drives them to do this.
Idiots! Some too young, others too old. Non-trained in the way of the warrior.
True, Ironbeak. There is only the big striped dog who is dangerous. How can they hope to defeat us like this?
You worry too much, Mangus. Let them waste their energy. It's a fine summer day and the sun will grow hotter. We will stay here and let them try to redouble their efforts. When they're tired out, we will strike. I have a plan. Listen, my fighters. When you see me spread my wings, then dive as fast as you can and go in pairs. Kill if you must, but try to pick one or two up. I want to see what they do if we are holding hostages. Maybe then they will see it is no use trying to defy General Ironbeak.
Bong, boom, clang, bong,